Jets defensive line coach, Carl Dunbar, who we just went in the film room with, and it's going to be unbelievable. We got like three features coming up. My buddy here took us through some plays, Quentin Coples, Sheldon Richardson, and Muhammad Wilkerson. Coach, thanks so much for stopping by after practice. That's where I would start, with Big Mo. Let's go one by one. What do you want to see from these guys individually? Let's start with Mo because he's so good already. Now what are you working on him?
Well, I think right now into this third game, we're doing more of a game plan thing. You want to see more consistency. You want to see him make plays. You know, first game, I think he played 15 plays. Last week he played 26. Now this week they're going to get a half. So you want to see some of the things that he was doing last year show up in this game. And I think that's all with the whole starting unit. So that's the fun thing about getting to this third game. We're starting to blow the horn and kick the tires and see what we're working with.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are focused on Dalton, 8-8, 144 yards. But that's the thing that I think we got to keep in perspective here, that you're not game planning, are you, when you go out in the second preseason game?
And that's how it was. I mean, and we wanted to make sure we had a good showing and make sure that we were physical, because that group, you know, really got after us last year during the season. And our guys, I thought, were up to the challenge and did some good things. And, yeah, they got a couple of long passes early. But once we settled down, I thought the guys played well.
Jason Babbitt got some work with the ones. And I know this is the time to experiment and use guys, even on the other side of the ball, like Rex was using O'Day at left guard. That doesn't necessarily mean that he'll be starting there because he got Brian Winters. But you guys like what you've seen out of Babbitt, and you wanted to see him get some work with the ones, because at certain times he's going to get some work.
Well, the thing about Jason, we wanted to make sure he had immersed himself in the playbook. And it was hard to put him out there in that first group in the first week. Then the second week, when we thought he got more inundated with what we were doing, we wanted to put him in there with those guys, because Quentin Coples is our rush. And he's our second hitter to come in there and help us. And I think the thing with him, he's getting more familiar with the defense, and that's going to help us. I mean, he's been in this league for 11 years. He understands how to play ball, but now he just has to understand how to play Jets football, and that's the thing.
Well, what can you say about the depth you got up front? Because, yeah, you fell behind 17-3 the other night, but then the twos and the threes, they came back and they closed the door. And those guys down the line who aren't starters, like Kenrick Ellis, who you guys probably consider him a starter anyway, because he's such a key part of this team, the TJ Barneses of the world, they played so well. How happy are you as far as that depth is concerned?
You're always happy when you can cultivate talent. And I think that's the thing we're doing. You know, IK, Riley, you know, my man Troy Davis, those guys are coming in and they want to make plays. It's 2 weeks in a row IK's got a sack, strip fumble. He went in there, didn't have a punt block call, but he ran over the little wide receiver and blocked the punt. Got us 2 points, and I think that was the thing that we've been talking about all training camp, is turnovers. We need turnovers. For this defense to be successful, we got to get turnovers. Give our offense the short field, and then when we get a lead, then we can really pin our ears back and go out and get after people. So I think that's been the fun part with these young guys coming along. And it's always fun as a coach to have young guys who can compete and push your starters. And that's what it's all about.